paragraph yud, the final paragraph. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds an appendix to discuss this topic of wealth, parnosa, very important stuff. Kol ha'ashirus shel kol ha'olam nimshach rak mehatzadik. All the wealth of the entire world comes only via the tzaddik. Sherak hu zoichel ashirus amiti. He is the only one who is privileged to receive true wealth, sha'al yodoi masig his boinenus lifla, through which he zoiche to achieve a very deep understanding of Torah. Al kein, therefore, kol hu ashirus shel kol ha'olam magia rak loy levadoi. All the wealth of the entire world is coming only to him, because he's the one who's really involved in going after that hizboinenus ha-Torah, that deep understanding of Torah, which Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there in Likutei Moran, requires this great wealth. V'ze b'chinas Yosef ha-Tzadik shezocho la-shirus otzumoid l'chol hoin d'alma. This is the concept behind why we find in the Torah clearly that Yosef HaTzadik was zeche to incredible, incredible wealth. The wealth of the entire world was under his control. Kama Shekosov, as it says, Vayelaket Yosef es kol hakesef. Yosef HaTzadik gathered up all the wealth. Ki Yosef HaTzadik zocho lahasig lesaper sipure maisis anal. Because Yosef HaTzadik was one of those great tzaddikim who got to the level of being able to tell those stories from Shonim Kadmoinios. Shehem b'chinas hachaloimoy shesipere. That's those dreams that he told to his brothers. Shehem b'chinas sipure maisios mizeho ilam. Those are stories that come from this world. Kamaisha Kosov, as he tells them at first, Vehini anachnu ma'almim alumim b'chsech asodeh, we were gathering up bundles in the field, and your bundles and my bundles, v'chulu, etc. That's one level story that he told. Gam zocho l'saper sipur emaisiyas shel shonim katmoinios. But we see that he also was privileged to be able to tell over one of those ancient stories. Shezeh b'chinas, Sipur hachaloyim hasheni. That's the second dream that he told his brothers. Shehu, which is Vehine hashemesh v'hayoreach v'achad asor kichov v'mishtachvim li. The sun and the moon and 11 stars were all bowing to me. Ki kol hazman shel kol ha'odom shebozeh ha'olam hakol nimshach al yedei hashemesh v'hayoreach v'kichovim. Because time, as we know it in this world, day and night, winter, summer, year after year after year, is all guided by the sun and the moon and the stars. That's the measuring, that's the yardsticks of time. She'al yodom nechshav hazman. It's through them that we measure time. U'me'achar shehu zocho l'saper shehashemesh v'yorech mishtach v'meilov. And once Yosef HaTzadik was able to tell everybody that the sun and the moon and the stars, all of these are bowing to me, all of them are subservient to me, shekol hazman botel eilov ki hu l'malam yazman. All of time is in my control because I am above the concept of time. Because I can go back in time. I can go back to the most ancient period of time and be able to tell over those stories. Those stories are above the concept of time. Gam zocho Yosef lodas kolma shemalubosh venelam besipurei maisiyas shoyla mesaprim. And we know that Yosef HaTzadik was also on the level to be able to understand the secrets that are found in what people say, the stories that regular people tell over when they talk about their regular conversation. As Rav Nosson Zal writes in the introduction to Sipurei Maisiyas, he quotes from the Baal Shem Tov, Shebechol ha-Maisiyas shel ha-Olam yesh bohem dvorim genuzim. that in all the conversations and stories that people have in the world, there's all kinds of deep things that are hidden in there, that the people that are saying them and listening to them don't even realize. They have no idea what they're saying and what they're hearing. But the great, great, great tzaddikim, they're on a level to hear it, to be able to sort out the nonsense from the Torah and from the deep secrets, and to be able to hear all kinds of revelations on these basic, simple conversations that regular people are having. V'zehu b'chinas ma sheyoda Yosef liftor hachaloimoi shel paroi v'shel sara mashkin v'oifim. The proof to this, the example of this, is that Yosef HaTzadik was able to take the dreams of those yo-yos, of the Sara Mashkim and the Sara Oifim and Paroi, their nutty dreams, and Yosef HaTzadik was able to find Shesip, which they told, Shehem Bechinas Sipurei Maisius. These are the stories that they told over, right? This one told a story that he was starving and he was carrying the thing and the birds were eating from it. Because each one of these dreams was a story that one of these individuals saw, witnessed. Sheva poris toivois, seven beautiful cows, v'sheva rois, and seven ugly cows, v'chein kulam, and all of those. V'yosef yoda hasoid, kolma shenelam umalubushben. Yosef HaTzadik knew he and understood the secrets that were found in those stories. V'alkein ro'u elu hamaisis b'chaloim. And that's why these individuals, Paroi and the Saramashkin and Sarifin, witnessed those stories in the dreams. Ki hamaisis bo rak b'shvil his'oirus hashena. Because the purpose of those stories was only to wake people up from their sleep. Meaning, which people? To take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. When people are in Golus, they're in a sleep. And in order to get the Jews out of Egypt, it required these dreams to be able to get Yosef HaTzadik out of his Golus, out of prison, right? He was in prison. He was in Bechina Shena. To get him out of there, the two guys had to have their dream, the Saramashkim Saroifim, which they would tell over to Paroi. And then Paroi had his dream, the seven good years, seven bad years, which put Yosef and Tzadik in charge of the entire economy, which put Yosef in a position to lay all the groundwork needed that when his father and brothers would come down to Egypt and they would have to go through a major exile, they would eventually get out. Yosef Tzadik was the one who ensured by all of his actions and everything, that eventually the Jews will get out of Golus. They will come out of that deep sleep. Alkein nizgalu lehem b'chaloyim b'shena. That's why these stories were revealed to them in a dream during their sleep. To show that that's what these stories are all about. These stories are all about taking one out of sleep. V'zeh shehispalei paroi. This is why Paroi was so shocked, so surprised, and he wondered. V'omar liYosef, and he said to Yosef HaTzadik, kishaposa alaychaloyim, when Yosef interpreted his dream, Paroi said to him, Achrei hoidia elikim oischo eskol zeh. Once Hashem has revealed to you all of this and given you all of this knowledge, ein novom v'chochom kamoicha. There is nobody with the level of smartness and understanding that you have. There's no one that has your chachma and bina. Paroi said, Yosef, you are his boinenus hatoiro. You are novoin. Chacham v'novoin. And what did he say right afterwards? Ato ti albesi, valpicho tishak klami. You're in charge of everything. You're the chief of staff. You're in charge of the entire economy of Egypt, which is running the economy of the world at that time. Hainu shomer loy, me'achar sha'ato masig kol zeh, Paroi said to Tzadik, since I see that you have such hasagos, you're the one who knows the sipurei maisius mishonim kadmonios, and you're the one who has this hisboinenus hatoira, you're the chocham v'novoin, so then you're the one who has the ability to wake people up from sleep by telling these right kind of stories. Shaideze Zoichen La Shirus Godoil. And Rabbi Nazal says that the one that can do that, when a person wakes people up who are very asleep spiritually, he's Zoichen to great wealth. Shaideze Zoichen La Hisboinenus Godoil, through which he's Zoichen to very high level Hisboinenus. V'alkein bevadai einovoin v'chochem kamoicha. Therefore, Pari said, certainly, there is no one as smart as you. V'ato tzorech ashirus muflog, and you need tremendous wealth. Alkein, therefore, ato tlbc. I'm putting you in charge of the entire economy, the world economy. V'ani moise lecho kol ha'ashirus shali, and I'm giving you all of my wealth. Ki lecho magia kol ha'ashirus, because all of this wealth is really coming to you. Bishvil ha'hizboinenus, because you are the master of this hizboinenus ha'toira, ki einovoin v'chocham kamoicha, because there is no one as smart and understanding as you. Kanal, as we learned earlier. Halavai, we should be zeicha today to see that the true tzaddikim, who are zeicha to this level of hizboinenus ha'toira, who are zeicha to this sipurei maaseis mishonim kadmonios, they should receive this ashirus godel, this great wealth that's needed to be zeicha to higher and higher levels of hizboinenus, and which will lead to the final gula, mitzvah Hashem, the coming of Moshiach, binyan beis hamikdash, mehar v'yameinu, amen v'yamein. With this, we conclude Hilchas Nedarim and Hilchas Nedarim u'Shvuos.